If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. Hi, everybody. Ray Lucia here. Glad to have you on board for this hour of Money Power. Well, there's a number that everybody's talking about in the financial markets and obsessing, I might also add, and that is, what in the heck is going on in the bond market? We talk about mortgage rates. We talk about credit cards and so forth. And we're now seeing the yield on that key gauge, the 10-year Treasury bond, at 3.25%, just under 3.25%. A magnificent rise from just a couple of years ago. Two whole percentage points. Pretty amazing. So I want to talk about that and explain how these losses in the bond market may or may not be temporary, and some of the alternatives that we've discussed in the past. Also, a lot of people, including Rand Paul, out there once again in the news, talking about a 50% decline in the market. So I looked at past bear markets, and we've had several of them, and you could easily drop, you know, 30-40%. We'll talk about that. I'm not predicting that, by the way. Also, some strategy just ahead as well. But let me start with a number that everybody seems to be obsessing and stressing about, and that's the 10-year note, perhaps the most widely tracked rate amongst the nerds that track this stuff. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that those types of bonds, the government bond, the 10-year, is what many of the institutions, including mortgage companies and so forth, key their interest rates off of. Now, rising rates are rippling through the economy, but a lot of that is because the economy is soaring. So one mistake that a lot of people make is, well, if rates are going up, then my stock portfolio is going to get killed right alongside my bond portfolio. That is typically not the case. But we've seen a fairly high rise in the 10-year Treasury. In fact, most every bond, most all of the bond ETFs are down over the last 12 months. If you go back to this time a year ago, 12 full months, if you bought the Vanguard Total Bond Index, you're minus 2.8%. So your total return is minus 2.8, even though you probably had a 3 or 4% yield on that baby. The 1 and 3 year, 1 to 3 year treasuries off about 0.5%. 3 to 7 year treasuries minus 3.3%. 7 to 10 year treasuries minus 5.9%. And the 20-year treasury minus 9.1. The zero coupon bonds, minus 12%. And the reason is there's no coupon. And so they're far more leveraged, if you will. Tips only minus 1.9. Treasury inflation protected securities. And that's because the yield was very low to start with, and inflation has been a little bit on the rise. Nonetheless, still a negative return. So a lot of people are worried now about their stock portfolios too. So Ben Carlson wrote about this a while back. So I did my research just so that we could see what happens when the 10-year Treasury is losing money. For example, there have been, it looks like, 1, 2, 3 years since 1931 where both stocks and bonds have been down at the same time. 1931, Treasuries were down 2.5%, about where they are right now, down that much. And the S&P 500 was down 44%. 1941, Treasuries were off minus 2. The S&P was off 13. And 1969, where Treasuries were down 5 and the market was down 8. All the rest of the years. Let me just count them out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. About 25 years since 1931 where Treasuries posted negative returns. And in all but 3 of those, the stock market posted positive returns. Most of the time, the positive returns were, I'll read them off, 24, 33, 7, 42, 12, 24, 6.5, 32, 6, 1, 21, 26, 32. So I wouldn't sweat the small stuff here. So we have to ask ourselves the question, why are interest rates going up? Is it so bad that interest rates are going up? And if they're going up at a quarter point clip, folks, that's probably more good news than bad news, because most of us have more weightings in our equity portfolio than in our bond portfolio. And I'll come back to the bonds here in a moment. But what is a rising interest rate environment a signal or a sign of? Well, many times it's a sign of inflation or a growing economy with fear of inflation. I would say the latter. We're starting to see inflation pop its ugly head out a tiny bit. But by historical standards, still pretty much under control. The Federal Reserve, who gets it wrong most of the time, so far seems to be handling this quite effectively. But the reason interest rates are going up is because of the fear of inflation and the economy on fire. And you've seen what's happened to your stock portfolio in the last couple of years. It's been on fire as well. So really, it should not be something that should concern you at this point. Now, if there's a 1% or 2% spike in interest rates overnight because we have to stave off hyperinflation, that's kind of a different story. But we are not yet Zimbabwe, okay? We're a long ways away from Argentina. And man, if I read one more article about that, it's going to drive me crazy. We are the economic engine of the world right now. China, forget about it. The Chinese are all ticked off at Pompeo and all that stuff because the sanctions are starting to work. Or the trade tariffs and so forth. Yeah, they're ticked off. And I know a lot of people on Wall Street, and I, you know, frankly, was one of them. But I've become somewhat of a believer, too. I look at what we have accomplished in the last couple of years from a financial perspective, and I am just flat amazed. Because if I had that job, I probably wouldn't have had the guts to do what Mr. Trump has done. Now, I hope he doesn't, you know, overplay the hand for sure. But so far, so good. We have tremendous GDP growth beyond the likes of which we would have ever thought a decade ago. We were talking the new normal at under 2%. And now we're hovering at 4% or near it. A little bit over, a little bit under, depending on, you know, which quarter you're looking at. But for this full year, we may do in the 3 point, who knows what percent range. I don't know if we'll get totally to 4. If we did, that would be phenomenal. But you should not fear that your stocks are going to go down the tubes because the 10-year Treasury is down 5 or 6% so far this year. Now, when we come back, I'm going to talk about how to diversify your bond portfolio if you're worried about those negative returns continuing. I've talked about this before. I will talk about it again and defy the logic of some of the pundits out there that tell you that they hate annuities. You may hate them all the way to the bank. When we come back, right here on the Ray Lucia Show.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now.
877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you are an entrepreneur, small business owner, want to be preneur, or just looking to manage your assets, you found the right place. Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Ray Lucia Show, helping you to make better money moves. If you'd like to email me, now is a very, very good time to do so. I still have a couple left over from last hour, so please get with it. RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Now, people have been down on annuities. I haven't been. As a matter of fact, I'm not down on bonds either. I do like to think that diversification does seem to make sense, not only in the stock market, but in the bond market as well. And if I were going to be buying bonds today, I'd probably be leaning more toward Treasury inflation-protected securities than government bonds, the 10-year Treasury and the 20-year and so forth. I'm okay with a go-anywhere bond fund or a strategic income fund. But I've done a couple of calculations. I've taken the last 9 years, which has been, you know, an interesting 9-year period of time where the stock market has done very, very well. And then I took the 9 years before that, and it makes my point as to why I think diversification in the fixed income arena makes some sense. Let's go back to 2009 as the stock market just started its recovery. So many people jumped on the bond bandwagon because I'll get to the 9 years before that in a moment. But bonds in 2009, as in the 10-year Treasury, minus 11.12%, plus 8.46% in 2010, up 16% in 2011, 2.97 in 2012, minus 9.10 in 2013, up 10.75 in 14, 1.28 in 15, 0.69 in 16, and in 2017, 2.8%. Man, it's all over the board. But you had a couple of big dings there. And to give you an idea of how big those dings were, when you start out in the hole at 89% of what you started with, even though you come back a couple years later at 16%, it doesn't help that much. So if you had $1,000 invested in the bond market in January of 2009, it grew to $1,243, according to my imprecise calculations. And they're very imprecise because I just did this during the break, which is about a 2.45% return, which sounds to me about right, right? Sounds about right. So then I looked at a fixed indexed annuity with a 6% cap. Again, I'm making all this stuff up, so do not go to the bank on any of these numbers. I'm doing this so that you can gain some perspective of where I am coming from on this. Do not go out and replace all of your bonds with fixed annuities. But for the people that say, I hate annuities, you should pay close attention to this. So the stock market in 2009 was up 26%. You would have capped out at 6. It was up 15% in 2010. You would have capped out at 6. It was up 2% in 2011. You would have gotten a 0 because that 2% was representative of dividends and you don't get them. But it was up almost 16% in 2012. You would have got credited with 6 again. In 13, the market was up 32. You would have got another 6 because that's what the cap was. Remember, you don't compare an annuity with the stock market. You compare it with the bond market. In 2014, the market's up 13.5. You'd have got 6. In 15, the market was only up 1.38. After dividends, it would have gone negative. You got 0. And then in 16, you'd have gotten 6. And in 17, you'd have gotten 6 with a 12 and a almost 22% respective return. So when you add up all of the 6s and the 2 zeros over that 9-year period of time, instead of a 2.45%, you got about 4.64%. So you doubled the return. Wouldn't have that have been nice? Ah, but you have to be fair here. So then I went back for the 9 years earlier. I don't know why I picked 9 years, I guess, because it was coming out of the crash and going into a crash. In 2000, the 10-year Treasury was up 16 2/3. In 2001, it was up 5.5. In 2002, it was up 15. In 2003, it was flat. In 2004, 4.5. In 2005, 2.75. In 2006, 2%. In 2007, 10.2%. And in 2008, when everything was going to heck in a handbasket, the 10-year Treasury was up 20%. This is why you own some bonds, because they're a really good cushion against recessions, declining stock markets, etc. Because what the Federal Reserve does is they cut interest rates like mad. And when interest rates go down, you know the whole seesaw story, bond returns go up. And sometimes they go up substantially. 08 up 20%. So if you added all of those 9-year returns up, bonds produced a 5% return over that time span. If you go over and use the same annuity contract that had a cap of 6% and 0 on the downside, because the market was off 9 in 2000, you'd have got a 0. It was off 12 in 01, you'd have got a 0. It was off 22 in 02, you'd have got another 0. So you started out with 3 goose eggs in a row. Or I guess 1.5 goose eggs. I don't know. You know what I mean. In 2003, the market's up 28, you'd have got a 6. In 04, it was up 11, you'd have got a 6. In 05, it was up almost 5, you'd have got about 2.5. In 06, it was up 16, you'd have got 6. In 07, it was up 5.5, you'd have got about 3.5. In 08, it was down 37, you'd have got a 0. In 09, that's over. That's the 9 years. You add all those up, and it comes out to about 2.63%. So there you have flip-flopped returns. Now, we have been preaching on this program for years about diversification, but typically when we talk about diversification, we are discussing the stock market. We're talking about large cap and small cap. And I know small has not been as good as large lately. I know international has not been as good as large lately. I know emerging markets have not been as good as large lately. But those tend to reverse course over long time periods. The bond market is no different. And all a fixed indexed annuity is a different way to calculate interest on a bond where you have zero downside risk. Your upside is limited, and the interest is credited based on how well the stock market performs. And as we discussed last segment, the market usually does well in a rising interest rate environment. Shall return.
On this episode of the world's shortest sitcom by KFC.
Like I always say, it's the inside that counts. Aww. Like what's inside my new KFC 10-piece chicken feast. It's 10 pieces of chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes, and 4 biscuits for $19.99. Get more meal for the family for under $20. That's what really matters. It's pretty incredible what chicken can teach you about life. Anyways, KFC, it's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's Biz TV on your time.
Attention investors. Respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy...
Biz for you.
This is Biz Talk Radio.
Keep listening to this station or take us on the go by downloading our free smartphone app, Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back to the Ray Lucia Show. Glad to have you all on board. Just got an email in. By the way, if you want to email me, go to raylucia.com. But this is kind of in line with some of the things I was going to talk about anyway. So I'm going to jump to this email from Gene. My son's father-in-law is Gene. I've talked about him many times on the radio before because until he retired, he was my dentist. I call him Gene Velk. Great guy. Awesome guy. He's now retired, but he's like 9'3" and he's got these enormous hands and I got this little tiny mouth. I mean, I know I've been called a big mouth, but in terms of the volume of how wide I can open it, those big hands going, it was really, really a struggle. Really a struggle. But he was a fantastic dentist and a super, super guy. Gino, I love you, brother. Anyway, Gene, I don't know if this is him. Oh, no. I'm about 15 years from retirement. What risks do I need to worry about right now? Well, Gene must be listening because, I talk about these so-called 15-year cycles. And I do believe that one of the risks that you have to worry about is market risk. So let me tell you what I was going to get into before the email popped up, and that's the bear market. So one of the risks you have to worry about, Gene, is bear market risk. What is a bear market? That's where the portfolio or the Standard & Poor's 500 index is down, say, 20% or more. The average bear market price decline for the S&P 500 stock index, incidentally, is about 40%. So in preparation for talking about this, I went back and looked at bear markets since 1929. There are 13 of them where the market went down on average 40%. Let me go through those. 29 to 32, 86%. That's minus. 37 to 42, minus 60%. Can you imagine that? In literally the course of about a decade, a little more, you lose 86% and 60% on top of that. You wonder why your parents or your grandparents were scared out of the stock market. Now, a lot has changed since then. Leverage, margin rules, and so forth. So it's not likely that that would happen, trading collars and all the stuff that they have done. But you got to be prepared. You hope for the best. You plan for the worst. 46 to 49, minus 30%. 56 to 57, minus 21.5%. 61 to 62, minus 28%. 66... to 66, February to October, minus 22. 68 to 70, 36. 73 to 74, minus 48. 80 to 82, minus 27. 87 to December of 87, August to December, minus 33. July to October 1990, minus 20. March 2000 to October 2002, minus 49. And October 07 to March of 09, minus 57. Are you kidding me? Those are some serious declines. So you must be prepared for the bear. How do you prepare for the bear? Some bear markets are over and done. Some bear markets linger. And as I said, there can be back-to-back bear markets, like in 29 to 32, and from 37 to 42. They could happen within a decade, a couple of them, doozies. And this is why, one of the reasons why, when I've talked about 15-year cycles, you will rarely find a 15-year period where you are plagued with multiple bear markets. Because after one 15-year run, where you might have had one or two, maybe even three, who knows? The next 15 years tends to be significantly better. Because the markets, like a pendulum, tend to swing too far in both directions. And that's because human emotion takes over. More people want to invest now that the market's on fire than wanted to invest back in 2008. However, the best time to have been invested would have been right after that minus 57%, March of 2009. The market's gone up some 13, 14, 15% compounded per year since then. So if you could design your portfolio around these 15-year cycles, as I've discussed, then you should never, ever have to worry about your equity portfolio. And the way to do that is to first and foremost figure out how much income you'll need from the portfolio. That's not for emergencies. That's in a different bucket. I'm talking about your real live retirement income portfolio. How much will you need to spend when the day hits? How far away are you from that day? And there's a way to calculate it. If you're 10 years away from retirement, then you've got an extra 5 years you have to fund for, right? So you present value for 15 years from now based on what the value of your portfolio is today and what percentage you would take from it. For example, you got $500,000. You're okay with a 4% distribution. That's $20,000 a year. So you need $20,000 a year for 15 years from that portion of the portfolio, but you need it in 10 years. So if you can earn 3% on your money, you'll need $238,000 in 10 years. So $238,000 10 years from now, say you can get 4% of your money, is $160,000. So you take $160,000 of your $500,000, you sanitize it in a fairly safe environment, and you put it into diversified fixed income investments, and you are now pretty much okay. And there's lots of different ways to do it. I just showed you one. This is where your advisor can be very helpful. But getting back to Gene's email, what do you need to be protected against? I'll kind of do this off the top of my head. One, we talked about the bear market risk or any kind of market risk. You need to, Gene, protect against longevity risk, outliving your income. What are you going to do about that? You need to protect against cognitive decline. This is a biggie because, as I've mentioned on this program many times before, studies have been done on this. And our cognitive abilities decline as we age. Trust me on that. But our confidence level does not decline. We still think we can manage our money effectively because of our egos and because that's the way the brain works. But in actuality, our abilities are declining. So as sharp as you may feel at 70, 75, 80, it's always a good idea to get some help because you may not be as good as you think. I mean, I still think I'm a pretty good quarterback, but I tried to throw the football this summer, and I thought my arm was going to fall off. I'm declining. It's just what happens as you age, and mental decline is every bit as serious as physical decline, except for I felt the pain in my shoulder you don't necessarily feel the pain in your brain. Protect against long-term care expense. Protect against liquidity risk. What if you lose your job? What if you lose your health? All of that stuff. Those are risks that have to be managed. Interest rate risk we talked about. Inflation risk. Deflation risk. Man, I could probably go on and on. It would, A, either bore you to tears or scare the bejeebers out of you. Here's my advice. Sit down with somebody that has experience in all of this risk management business. You don't need a portfolio manager as much as you need a personal financial advisor. The personal financial advisor probably has relationships with really good portfolio managers. Frankly, that's the easiest part of this business. The hard part, when I rattle off 7-8 risks there, getting those suckers managed before you invest. We'll be back. It's the Ray Show.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? No worries. Catch all the episodes on demand at biztalkradio.com.
We're back in action here on the Ray program. Got another email in just now. I like it when you guys do that. This is from Ronald. By the way, it's raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. We thank Biz Talk Radio and Biz TV for broadcasting this program every single day. You can get to me by their websites as well. Ronald just emailed in. Ray, love the show. As we move into the last quarter of the year, are there ways I can save on some taxes? I will be selling a rental sometime before December 15th. Oh, boy. Well, I need a little more info, Ronald. But if you're not maxed out, or maybe your wife maybe has a 401k plan that's not, she's not maxed out on, then clearly you want to go the distance. If you're over the age of 50, that's $24,500 each of you. Go talk to HR right now. Because remember, a 401k plan must come out of your paycheck. It's a salary reduction type plan. So you might have to make some adjustments between now and year end. So, I mean, that's some of the obvious things. You know, some of the things we've talked about in the past, like prepaying, you know, your property tax bill and your mortgage interest and all that stuff, depending on what state you're in, that may not really help you that much anymore. Because we have a $10,000 max. It's pretty easy when you're in a place like California to get well above $10,000 in mortgage interest and property taxes. I mean, mortgage interest alone, it's easy to get above $10,000 in California. And property taxes, forget about it. So that's why I want to move to Texas or something like that, although the property taxes there are outrageous too, but there's no state income tax. And I love Texas, man. I just love it. Although it does get pretty hot in the summer. I just got to come back to San Diego for the summers. I'm going to have two places. My real estate partner does that. He's got a place in Austin and a place in Cali. He lives in Austin 6 months and a day and avoids the California state income tax. And he's legit, too. He keeps track of every day because you have to. State of California goes crazy. They will come after you. Anyway, so Ronald, go to the HR department, see what you can do there. Geez, losses? Do you have any losses? Because if you have, you know, like General Electric got some losses out there. You bought Tesla, you know, before the before the stock market hit it with a $20, $30 million whatever lawsuit that happened with the SEC. You may be able to cash in some losses and offset some of the gains, but why don't you do an exchange? Why don't you consider, I had a conversation with a fellow this last Friday about that. There are different ways you can do an exchange, and you don't have to, you know, worry about, you know, the next nightmare, because one of the problems I've always had with 1031 exchanges is the devil you don't know may be worse than the devil you do know, that is, your own property. But today, and you might have seen these TV advertisements for Delaware statutory trusts. Now, make sure you hire a good financial professional. But it's a way for you to do an exchange and not have to worry about managing the property or putting your money in some dog. You're not going to get rich on them, by the way, because, you know, the fees are sometimes fairly high. But I think today you can get a 5 or a 6% yield. You don't pay tax. You hold on to these suckers till you die. Kids get a step up in basis. They usually last about 5-6 years. And if you want to pay the tax 5 or 6 years from now, when you're in a lower bracket, you can do that. So that's what I would do. But it starts with getting yourself a really good financial advisor. Jan is next. My 401k has about $400K in it. I also have the Roth option. Should I go with the Roth? Maybe. I'll tell you what I like. I like getting the tax write-off today. Jan, you obviously are doing fairly well, financially speaking, if you got 400 grand in your 401k plan. So you're probably in a higher than 12% income tax bracket. Why not take, let's say you're in the 22% bracket and you're in a state that's got a few percentage points. So it's costing you 25% in taxes to fund the Roth IRA. Why don't you just put your 20 grand or whatever you can put into your 401k? If you put 20 grand in, I'm making that number up, you'd save 5 grand in taxes. Why don't you let Uncle Sam fund the Roth IRA for you? You stick with your pre-tax 401k, but don't spend the tax savings. Save it in a Roth. This way you get a little bit of this and a little bit of that. That is what I would do. Now, as I've mentioned, many people benefit by having Roth IRAs, that tax-free money. But at what cost? There needs to be an analysis done on whether or not you have a long enough time horizon for this to pay off. Now, because tax rates change all the time, if they change to the higher, the Roth may make some sense. But a 70-year-old is going to benefit far less from a Roth than a 50-year-old. That's all I'm saying. You got that? That's Jan. Aaron, I'd like to retire in about 8 years. Between my wife and I, we're saving $30K and have $450,000 saved. How much do you think we'll be able to spend at 67? Well, are you going to be 67 in 8 years? Is that what I'm deducing here? Well, let's see. If you got $450,000 now and you're putting $30,000 away for the next 8 years, and we're going to assume a 5% return because the next eight may not be as good as the last eight. You'll have about, let's call it $1 million. So you take 40 grand out of that as an example. Between the two of you, you probably have at least another 40 grand in Social Security. So let's say that it's about $80,000 in 8 years. So if you could live on about 70 grand or 75 grand today, got to factor in a little bit of inflation, then you're probably okay. Otherwise, you might have to postpone retirement until you're 70. Remember, your Social Securities would go from probably 40 to 50,000, and your $1 million might be worth $1.2 million. And then you'll be able to spend a little bit more money, maybe 15 grand per year more, maybe get to 100 grand. Anyway, I'm out of time. Thank you for the emails. Email me, go to RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Now go out and make it a fabulous, fabulous day. God bless you all, and thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.